And now the letters to the evening news. A mixed bag, as always, on a variety of topics that concern the readers.
The proposed garden town in Norfolk prompts a couple of letters this week. Linda Goff of Attleborough, like many, is not that keen on the project. And she writes, "We can but hope common sense will prevail, and the building of the garden town in the Norfolk countryside will not go ahead. The government would embrace the concept because they don't live here. We already have more than enough houses being built. Perhaps the managing director of the developers doesn't originate from or live in Norfolk. If he does, he doesn't appreciate the countryside around him and isn't bothered about concreting over it. So we need to ask the powers that be to actually listen to the concerns of the public and not give in to the developers, as has happened before."
And Ken Ewing of Reefham suggests an alternative approach to funding. And he writes, "I have read with interest the controversy caused by the proposal of a new garden town in Norfolk. If a garden town is required, why not use land owned by the county council? They do own, I understand, several thousand acres in the county, including land recently acquired at RAF Coltishall. In the article in the paper, August the 2nd, it is quoted an approximate value, £144 million, for the land at the county school. If a similar-sized area of land owned by the council were to be developed, the millions of pounds could provide the county with a new hospital, which is desperately needed. I am personally not sure the county needs such a development, but if it does, would it not be a better solution? Certainly help with the council's cash flow."
The closure of retail outlets in the Castle Mall prompts comments by email. Neil Bowers writes, "The nails of the coffin still continue to be banged into the Castle Mall. Soon, all it'll be will be an undercover walkthrough. Apart from view, what else is there to bring in the customers? I mean, the refurbishment and restaurants have failed for the food quarter. Have you seen the Mexican restaurant there? Most nights the staff outnumber the customers and look bored. I think it's time to lay this to rest now. It's had 25 years of use, but it's not the same anymore. The new owners have increased the rents, it seems, to astronomical prices, so it won't be long before we see another shop close. Perhaps this will become the new Anglia Square." Normal for Norfolk says, "I'm sure they've left for good commercial reasons. The bigger question is the retail and office occupancy trend in central Norwich, with, it appears, House of Fraser in trouble, and a muted last hope possible merger with Debenhams. One or other, but not both, may not be here in a year, and that will cause an even bigger hole. Norwich is a dynamic city, more resilient than most to the web, but our council, with its unfriendly anti-vehicle transport policies, without good alternatives, common to any regional centre, has simply lost the plot and is now almost complicit in encouraging businesses and retail outlets to leave." And finally, from Phil Kelly, "Another nail in the coffin. The owners must be very worried. Why don't they turn it into student accommodation? Apparently, there's a huge demand."
Norwich reader G.P. Brown has a rant about transport in the city and writes, "Is there a Damascene conversion underway in the Transport for Norwich office? I have just driven along Westwick Street and note that three speed humps have been removed. May these please be the first of many more around the city. I've also recently noticed the Transport for Norwich logo, probably arrived at after expenditure of a five-figure sum, of four equal-sized jigsaw pieces showing a car, bus, pedestrian and bicycle. I sincerely hope this is not the representative of the proportionate mix for Norwich transport that they are aiming to achieve by their actions."
An alternative hero for Norfolk? Brian Oldman of Haysborough has a suggestion. Regarding Nelson's County, We should remember we only have signs saying Nelson's County because the late Bernard Matthews paid for them when the county council claimed to be too skint to fund them. If we are getting tired of the reference to Nelson, then why not signs with a nod to that other great Norfolk man? I think Bernard's County, Bootiful, would be very true and a lovely reminder of a proud Norfolk man. And that's all the letters for this week. We'll have some more for you to enjoy next week.